我哋跟住咧仲有一個比較詳盡嘅 presentation 咧，係講 Harbor Area Treatment Scheme Stage 2。咁就呢個環境運輸同埋公務局咧，就有劉先生嚇，劉先生會同大家做呢個 presentation。咁咧佢亦都有啲其他同事，包括Mr. Malcolm Broom。同埋其他同事咧會參加啊，咁歡迎你，就請你做呢個 presentation 好嗎？
或者我請我個同事啊 ，Dr. Malcolm Broom 咧係負責俾嗰個 PowerPoint 嘅 presentation。咁一完咗之後咧，如果各位委員啊係有任何關於呢個政府開港計劃第二期嘅建議或者係意見咧，歡迎大家提出，我哋都好樂意解答任何嘅問題。咁呢度想補充一句咧，就呢個政府開港計劃咧係唔涉及任何填海嘅工程嘅。不過咧，就我哋都有見於呢一個政府開港計劃咧係有助將我哋嘅維港嘅水質係淨化，從而達到一個更優美嘅環境。咁所以咧，我哋就攞嚟呢一個即係場合同大家分享一下我哋將會做嘅工程啊。咁希望大家多多支持，多謝。
Okay, Chairman, I think.The system is operational. If I could just run through this presentation, I believe members have a paper, but I'd like to take this opportunity to take members through some key points that we'd like to make. As the title says, it's about the Harbour Area Treatment Scheme and the proposed way forward. Outline of the presentation. I'm going to start off first by saying something about what the first stage of the Harbour Area Treatment Scheme has achieved, because I think it's important for the context of what comes afterwards.I'll talk about some of the planning and studies for stage two, the next stage, the land requirements, and then a bit about the implementation schedule, and finally the benefits. Well, before HATS, the first stage of HATS was implemented, as this slide indicates, there were about 1.7 million tonnes of more or less untreated sewage that went into the harbour every day, and you can see from the display that that sewage was distributed throughout.The harbour all the way around from the west to the east. After stage one was commissioned at the end of 2001, what we effectively did was to intercept all the discharges on the urban Kowloon side and some on the northeast of Hong Kong Island and transfer them through a series of deep tunnels to Stonecutters Island where they were treated. That still leaves, however, the north and west shores of Hong Kong Island,where there are still about nearly half a million cubic metres a day of sewage being discharged untreated into Victoria Harbour. What has stage one achieved? Well, it's providing treatment to about 1.4 million cubic metres of sewage a day. Before it was implemented, there were about 600 tonnes of sludge, we estimate, entering the harbour each day through that system. That's now been intercepted and is dewatered and sent to landfills.The sewage treatment works at Stonecutters Island, where this sewage from stage one is now treated, removes about 70% of the organic pollutants, 80% of the suspended solids, and 50% of the E. coli bacteria. This is an indication of the improvements, the visual improvements that have been achieved. Before stage one, one could see large sewage plumes like this at the eastern end of the harbour.But now you don't see those anymore because the sewage has been intercepted and removed. In scientific terms, the water quality has improved quite a lot. This chart shows the changes in dissolved oxygen with the numbers on top of the little boxes representing the situation now and the numbers below representingthe situation as it was previously. They do not look like very big changes, but in fact for the marine ecosystem they are very significant. There have been very substantial changes of up to 20% increases in dissolved oxygen at the eastern end of the harbour. Similarly with bacteria, we find at the eastern end of the harbour the number of bacteria have declined by as much as 90%, and that improvement is seen all the way throughto the central area. But of course, because some sewage is now being discharged into the western anchorage area, you don't see any improvements at that end. So what do we need to do for the future? Well, we need to plan to take account of the untreated sewage that currently still discharges from Hong Kong Island. And we also need to plan ahead for potential increases in population. There are about 4.5 million people living in the harbour catchment at the moment, and we're planning ahead for as many as perhaps around 6 million people in the harbour catchment. The original harbour area treatment scheme involved a plan to discharge the sewage after treatment into the South China Sea through a very long outfall. That planned in 2000 by an international review panel, and they proposed four options. All of them involve treatment at Stonecutters Island. Some, though, involve treatment at some satellite sewage treatment works. In all cases, the level of treatment would be higher than originally proposed. So if I just run through these options, option A involves transferring all the sewage to Stonecutters Island for treatment and then dispersal into the western anchorage. Option B involves treating all the Kowloon sewage at Stonecutters Island, but transferring the Hong Kong sewage to Lama Island, where a new sewage treatment works would be built. Option C involves treating most of the sewage at Stonecutters Island, but a small portion from the southwest of Hong Kong Island will be treated near Pok Fu Lum and then discharged into the Lamo Channel. And the final option, option D, would involve three sewage treatment works, the main one, the big one at Stonecutters Island, but two smaller ones, one at North Point, which would collect the North Shore sewage, and one at Pok Fu Lum, which would deal with the sewage on the southwest side. Just to give you an idea of the sites, the site at Stonecutters Island, shown on this slide, it's possible to see the original or the present treatment works is marked down here just beside the government dockyard. But also marked on this site is the preferred on this slide is the preferred site site for the expansion of that sewage treatment works. At Lama Island, there is a site in the old quarry there which could be used to build a treatment works if option B were chosen. At Sandy Bay, it's been very difficult to find a workable site, and in the end, what we've gone for is the possibility of building a cavern into the hillside at Sandy Bay. And similarly, at North Point, it's very difficult to find a site at North Point because it's a very built-up area, and again, the option that's been investigated there is to build a cavern under the hillside at Braemar Hill. Another possible alternative would be to put it underneath Victoria Park, but that is a less preferred option. If you compare all these options together, you find that, relatively speaking, that is by comparing one with another, on most measures, option A, which centralises all the treatment at Stonecutters Island, turns out to be the preferred option. That is principally because of the siting of the sewage treatment works, the fact that it is well removed from residential areas, and the fact also that the discharge would be into the harbour and not, that is on the western anchorage side, and not in the southern areas near Lama Channel. In terms of the treatment level, or the general characteristics of all the schemes, the findings of the HATS study were that the treatment level should be a biological treatment, because the discharge would in the long term be made into the harbour where there is relatively less dilution. So there should be biological treatment to protect water quality. The discharge should be disinfected. For sewage conveyance systems, the recommendation is to use deep tunnels, as have been used for stage one. In terms of sewage treatment work site selection, all the four options are feasible, but as I've indicated previously, option A, the centralised option, is preferred when compared against a number of features for all the different options. Now, although option A doesn't require too much extra area for constructing sewage treatment works on a harbour front, nevertheless, there will be areas where temporary works areas are required. And this brings me to a description of the harbour front works along Hong Kong Island. We'll need a small works area here at North Point. The hatched area shows where there will be a works area that would only be occupied during the period of the construction of the system, and it would be made available for other uses afterwards. In fact, we need two areas at North Point because of the extent of the works, and this is the other one. Again, it would be an area in temporary use during the construction, and afterwards it would be made available for other uses. At Wan Chai, we also need a works area. It's next to the existing preliminary treatment works, and again, it will be used temporarily and returned to other uses after the system is constructed. Now, in Central, we need sites for building the deep shafts, and we need areas where the flows come together prior to being transferred over to Stonecutters Island for treatment. There is therefore a need for temporary works areas, as indicated on this slide. There are two alternatives. There's a site A and a site B. But there's also a need for small permanent areas. And within site A and within site B, smaller hatched areas, which would be the permanent areas for use in this system. And just to give an indication of how the waterfront might look in Central in those areas which are going to be used permanently, this slide shows a plan of the preferred option for placing a small control chamber in the lower left-hand corner of the Gala Point site, and then it will be landscaped over so that the upper scene in this slide gives an indication of the likely view from the harbour. It would be landscaped over under an earth ramp so that you don't actually see any of the facilities there. So to summarise the land requirements on the harbour front, for North Point and Wan Chai East, the land occupations will be temporary and there'll be no permanent impact on harbour front development. For Central, the plan that we have for the system would not affect any development of the promenade on the north shore of Hong Kong Island. There would be some above ground structures that will be needed on a permanent basis, but those will be minimised and integrated with other development. So what are we doing to plan for the way forward? We need to do all the things that are listed here. We need to extend the sewage tunnels to cover parts of Hong Kong Island. We need to expand the capacity of the chemical treatment plant at Stonecutters Island. We need to provide disinfection, and we need to upgrade to biological treatment. For all that, we will need to pay somewhere around $19 billion, and it'll cost us an extra $1.2 billion a year to run in recurrent cost. But what we're suggesting is that it's not necessary or wise to construct the whole system at once, simply because it is such a massive commitment. And what we're actually proposing is that we could consider building the system in two phases, and stage 2A would basically provide the main sewage collection and transfer network, and it would upgrade the treatment capacity at Stonecutters Island and provide disinfection. But stage 2B, to be built at a later stage, would then provide an upgrade to biological treatment. This slide simply summarises the reasons for the phased implementation of stage 2. Firstly, obviously, there are very high capital and recurrent costs, and we feel it will be better to spread that out, those costs out over a longer period. There's also some uncertainty about the rate of future population build-up. The prediction for the requirement for biological treatment is based on a certain level of population, which will not occur immediately, but perhaps 10, 15, or 20 years in the future. And we feel that it is prudent, in fact, to monitor the population build-up prior to making a decision on the timing for the next phase. There are land issues involved in the extension of the stonecutter's plant, which will take time to resolve. And there are also technical issues involved, which will take time to resolve. The construction of the first stage, stage 2A, would in fact deliver most of what we want to achieve in terms of water quality. So the idea of proceeding with stage 2A first is to provide, as it were, a quick and acceptable gain in terms of our water quality. Implementation, if we were to proceed along these lines, that is to build in two stages, we would look first to try to provide early disinfection to the existing facilities, because they have no disinfection at the moment. That could be done around 2008 and to 2009. Then, at the same time, we will be proceeding to expand the treatment capacity at the existing stonecutters plant, and we could complete that around 2011-2012. And then we would, a couple of years later, be able to complete the extension of the sewage tunnel network to the remaining parts of Hong Kong Island and connect those up to the treatment plant at Stonecutters. But for Stage 2B, as I indicated, there's some uncertainty as to when it might be needed. We'd need to monitor the sewage flow increase and at the same time monitor the harbour water quality. But we'd also, in order to make sure that we can make an early decision, conduct early site investigations and reserve the land at the planned new site for the biological treatment works so that we can move quickly when a decision is made. This early work would include further environmental impact assessments. Just to summarise the costs, the cost breakdown that is associated with this phasing, we're looking at a cost for Stage 2A, which is very similar to the money that has already been invested in Stage 1. Stage 1 costs about $8 billion. We're looking at a similar amount of money for Stage 2A and a similar amount of money in additional recurrent cost. For Stage 2B, that is the biological treatment step, it would cost an additional $11 billion and another $750 million a year in recurrent costs. So what benefits do we get from spending all this money? Well, obviously we provide a very high level of wastewater treatment, and that will have the effect of, we estimate, preventing another 500 tonnes of sludge from going to the harbour each day, which would be going in if the treatment were not provided. And it will also produce further improvements in water quality, with an increase in dissolved oxygen, reductions in ammonia, which is toxic to marine life, reductions of nutrients, which tend to cause red tides and similar unpleasant problems, reductions in bacteria, and a generally healthier harbour. We'll also be rid once and for all of the site of sewage plumes in the central harbour. We'd be able to open beaches which are currently closed up in the Tsuen Wan area because they're too polluted for swimming. We might be able to reinstate annual recreational events in and on the water, such as the Cross Harbour Swimming Contest that took place in years gone by. And we would certainly hope to see a lot more marine life in the harbour as well. We believe that this vision would, or this would meet the community's aspirations for a harbour which supports leisure and recreational uses and tourism, as well as the more traditional port businesses, and ensure a better quality of life for the future generations. What are we trying to get out of this process? We've been around to a lot of committees and boards and district councils presenting these plans, And basically, we were trying to ask three questions. The first one is whether people agree that out of the four options that were recommended, the preferred one is option A, that is a centralized treatment system at Stonecutters Island. Secondly, do people agree that we should split the project into two phases to spread the cost over a period of time so that we have stage 2A first and stage 2B second? And thirdly, the other thing which is very important, obviously all this costs money, and it's likely that it would be reflected in higher sewage charges. So the question is whether people agree that protecting Victoria Harbour's water quality is worth paying for in terms of higher sewage charges. Thank you, Chairman. I think that concludes my presentation. I'll return to my seat, if I may.
Thank you, Malcolm. Any comments, Wills? 我諗大家都同意，即係保護維港，肯定亦都包括保護我哋港口嘅水質。咁呢個係保護維港嘅重要嘅組成部分。咁睇睇我哋各位意見，有位委員有啲乜嘢寶貴意見可以俾翻環保署嘅同事呢？
Chairman, I mean, to me, I wouldn't say it's a no-brainer, but certainly, I mean, I think the answer to all your questions have to be yes. I mean, it's a wider issue than just the harbour. I mean, I think if we aspire to be a world city, we've got to get this problem sorted out once and for all. I would support, I mean, obviously we don't control purse strings here, but, I mean, I would be looking seriously at 2B as well as 2A. And if you look at the overall context of things, you know, 8 billion is, Thomas, are you listening? One land sale, one major land sale. We tend to get frightened by some of these numbers. It's not a lot of money in the overall context. No, you can't. But this is the future of Hong Kong we're talking about. And I think, you know, that's a sort of swap I would like to see government thinking about going forward. Yes, some of it should be paid through on a polluter pay basis, but some of it's got to come out of the overall kitty, I think. But you have my wholehearted support.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I ask whether combining phase 2A and 2B will save on the cost? And secondly, about your one-story permanent installation at the waterfront, is it possible to put them underground? Thank you.
Combining the two phases will save a bit in terms of capital costs. The combined project will cost 19.1 billion, whereas if you split it into two phases, it will they will cost 19.5 billion. But in terms of recurrent costs, they will be more or less the same. So if you try to split it into two phases, the phase 2B annual recurrent cost will be about 0.7 billion. And if you divert it by year, 1 year, it will save you 0.7 billion. So 1 year alone will be sufficient to cover the increase in the marginal capital cost. That's why it's one of the reasons the government proposed to implement it in two phases. And for the second question, I will ask my colleagues to provide the answer.
Regarding the facilities at the central site, basically we are going to sink a shaft there to convey the sewage both from the central area and also from the southwestern part of the Hong Kong Island through that location to the Songkut Island for treatment. Basically, the conveyance system is a deep tunnel system. It's deep underground. And the shaft and the chamber itself are already underground. What we need is an access point to the shaft chamber for us to control and monitor the full situation. So that's why we have already first of all, try to minimize the size of the facility, go underground as far as possible, and the remaining structure that is on the ground surface is just a small access road cover.
兩個問題問主方，即係關心翻維港兩岸嘅發展咧。即係如果我哋 嗰個 option A 將啲 sewage 集中曬喺 stone cutter 咧，需唔需要填海嘅咧？第二個問題咧就係、是，如果我哋而家喺中環同埋灣仔嗰啲 sewage treatment plant 啊，會唔會依個 stage two implement 咗之後咧，係可以將依啲咁嘅 sewage treatment plant 拎走嘅咧？
係，多謝主席。或者答翻嗰兩個問題。第一，無論係邊一個 option 咧，我哋而家都係講緊唔需要填海嘅。如果揀政府建議嗰、那個方案甲的話咧，就即係將所有設施擺曬喺呢個昂船洲嗰度。咁我其實我哋咧就喺而家嗰個廠址嘅斜對面嗰度咧揾到一笪地，係現時係劃作呢個貨櫃場用途。咁咧我哋就覺得嗰笪地咧係適合攞嚟擺呢啲污水設施嘅。咁至於即係共享啊，定話由污水設施獨佔啦、啊，咁呢個咧就可以視乎第時個發展。我哋而家嗰個銀碼嗰度咧係按即係共用嗰個原則去到即係計數嘅，即係變咗土地嗰、那個土地地面上依然可以用翻做貨運場，而地底咧就攞嚟做我哋嗰個污水設施。咁至於第二個問題咧，就我哋而家響中環同埋灣仔嗰啲咧，係所謂嘅preliminary treatment works 啊，咁即係呢個初步嘅隔西廠嚟嘅。咁當佢第時即係成個第二期投入運作之後咧，呢啲廠依然係需要保留嘅。我哋仲要需要做一啲嘅即係改善工程，令到佢係可以即係適合第時嘅用途。不過就唔會佔用額外嘅地方。
Thank you. After completing phase two, would the water quality be good enough for Hong Kong to resume its beloved cross harbour swimming competition?
Hi. After the completion of Head Stage 2A, we believe most of the areas in the harbour will be able to meet our statutory water quality objectives. And it will be good enough for organizing ad hoc swimming contests such as cross harbor swims. But of course, our harbor is a busy port and it is not supposed to be a swimming pool. So if we are going to organize such events, the relevant government departments will need to make preparation, including stopping the traffic and make sure that those discharges are carefully monitored, etc. So, yes, it is possible. It is also included in one of our projected benefits in the consultation document.
And may, please.
根據 Nick 剛才講的那個問題，其實我們的 World Class City 不只是應該對自己的污水負責任，而是對整個珠江三角洲的。其實我們今次投資進去，其實是希望不單止是做好自己的責任，也都是展示自己的決心和榜樣給回珠江三角洲，才有機會要求人家去改善人家的水質的。第二呢，就是其實現在那個污水處理呢，就是因為以前的歷史性遺留下來的包袱，現在呢我們要去盡量去以基於原本那個污水處理的方案和已經是基礎設施來做的。所以我覺得呢，其實我覺得可以剛才講回地面上需求的土地 是對我們這個共建維港委員會是有個相關關注的，就是現在有些污水設施的那個技術啊，還有它那個廠房啊，它的泵房啊，其實那些可不可以在技術上縮窄你們那個 small permanent area 的 footprint，即是說你要求說長期性的，這個是一個長期性的設施坐在我的海港邊的。其實現在現有那個科技啊，那些污水處理我知已經躍進了20年了，比我們初期做的時候，那這些可不可以縮細它的面積呢？第二，我想問有沒有 contingency plan， 就是將來人口因為人口的問題，我們要加大泵房或者加大我們一些設施啊，啲成日會不會是在這些泵的那個 赤馬度又要加大啦，又要佔用更大嘅呢個土地啦。咁你頭先講嗰個 control chamber 都係會唔會同樣地將來因應話量嘅污水量嘅處理加大啦，人口嘅量加大啦，咁變咗我哋甚至喺control chamber 嗰啲咁嘅問題上，又係要加大佢嗰個面積啦。咁第三點，頭先我哋剛剛咧前一個議程就係講緊將來好大好大嘅國際級遊輪，可能帶緊6000人嚟香港嗰個海岸遊，一天可能有幾隻船嚟嘅，咁啊六千嘅即係大遊輪嚟到香港，停泊喺我哋海岸邊，咁佢哋要排放嘅污水量、嗰、那個即係廢油量等等嘅問題，其實將來如果真係有個核心廢港裏面有處理呢啲咁嘅問題嘅時候，咁你哋嘅技術上係咪可以相應地，甚至係佢個量係相應地要再重新加倍考慮啦？
或者我回應翻上述四個問題啦。第一，就我哋呢一個計劃咧，係為咗處理翻香港本身產生嘅污水啦。咁就因為我哋個計劃嗰個研究都顯示，呢啲污水咧係製造即係我哋自己本身嘅污染問題，就同珠江三角洲流域排落嚟嗰啲，其實就即係佢影響我哋嘅範圍好少。咁我都同意，即係我哋做好我哋自己嘅本分咧，咁就即係都建立一個好嘅榜樣俾其他鄰近地區睇啦。咁第二點咧，就其實即係講緊個土地，喺地面上我哋佔用嗰個設施咧，其實頭先我位同事都講解過，我哋會盡量咧係減低佢佔用嗰個土地嘅面積，係盡量將所有嘢擺翻落地下，亦都盡量咧係即係喺土地，即係喺個地面上面嘅嘢咧，盡量同周圍嘅環境咧係即係保持一個配合，即係唔好變得太難睇。咁其實講緊佔用嘅地方咧係好細嘅，只係講緊250平方米嘅啫。即是2500尺左右，咁即是已经是缩到最小，是攞嚟做我哋即係嗰个控制中心啊等等。咁就我哋会再即係因应你嘅意见，再睇下我哋仲有冇辦法可以令佢变得更加即係同附近嘅环境吻合啦。咁第三点呢，就係嗰个人口嘅增长方面呢，其实我哋係即係由規劃处为我哋提供咗一啲专门嘅数据预测未来好远好远之后嗰个人口嗰个增长嘅幅度。咁基本上我哋而家估計咧，佢可以去到630万左右啦。咁但係呢個數咧，其實已經係假設，即係維港兩岸咧係即係可以用嚟發展嘅地方都發展曬，發展到即係最高密度咁滯㗎啦。咁所以即係基本上而家維港兩岸其實已經係高度發展啦。咁再可以超出呢一條數嗰個機會，我諗就相當細啦。咁所以我哋呢一個計劃咧，佢係足以應付未來即係幾十年嘅需要嘅，我哋都唔預期即係未來即係會有任何機會，我哋需要再擴大嗰個設施或者加大個泵房嘅。咁至於第四點咧，就係即係嗰啲入嚟香港嗰啲船隻佢所排嘅嗰啲污水啦。咁其實咧就嚟緊即係經濟發展勞工局嗰邊咧，佢哋會有一條新嘅附屬法例咧，係呈交俾立法會嘅，咁就因應一條國際條約喺香港嘅施行，咁咧就會規管所有呢啲進出香港嘅船隻，咁佢哋咧就即係排放呢啲污水嗰個要求嘅。咁基本上實施咗之後咧，呢一啲咁嘅船隻咧，佢係當佢係駛近香港水域嘅時候咧，即係12公里以內咧，佢就已經唔可以係排放呢啲污水直接落去個海度噶啦。佢一定咧係要將佢儲住，咁然之後咧佢入到嚟，如果喺呢度停泊咗之後咧，咁佢咧係需要即係揾一啲嘅即係服務供應商啦，係為佢收集呢一啲污水，然之後咧就送去我哋嗰啲污水處理廠嗰度處理嘅。咁所以佢第時咧呢啲船咧係唔可以即係直接將任何污水係泵入我哋嘅海港入邊嘅。咁我哋都有其他嘅規管咧，係要求佢船上嗰啲設備要係幾多啊，要係點樣樣啊，要提供啲乜嘢嘅處理啊等等。咁係即係按國際上面最嚴格嘅要求，即係做㗎啦。咁所以呢一方面咧，就即係請各位都可以放心嚇。不過就即係第時我哋會即係更加係完善呢一方面嘅處理咧，提供更多嘅協助俾呢一啲大型嘅船隻，當佢進駐入香港嘅時候，即係處理佢哋啲污水啦。
多謝阿生，仲有冇其他嘅提問或者意見啊？如果冇就好多謝大家所做嘅 presentation。